This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You talk innovation and you think high tech and digital and cutting edge kind of things, right? What about burritos? Frozen burritos at that. I mention it because ConAgra, the packaged foods conglomerate, is said to be working on some layoffs, about 100 people or so, at one of its facilities in Colorado. I also mention it, though, because by next year, packaged foods is expected to be a $3 trillion industry worldwide. And if you ain't innovating in a market that big, you're losing. Marketplace's Renata Sago explains.
Consumers want healthier food these days. You know, plant-based proteins and items you can scoop up along the perimeter of the grocery store. The desire for fresh has packaged food industry giants hungry to stay relevant. Brittany Weissman, a consumer analyst at Edward Jones, says that's why companies like ConAgra are going for new.
They created new Power Bowl lines on Healthy Choice. They upped the quality of ingredients in a lot of their frozen offerings, and they updated the packaging.
Another approach? Big packaged food companies are buying up smaller companies. ConAgra acquired the natural foods line Boulder Brands through its purchase of Pinnacle last year. Campbell bought bottled juice maker Bolthouse Farms in 2012 with the same intention. Food industry analyst Phil Limpert says big packaged food companies have even launched their own startups.
And frankly, they've failed.
He says some companies are simply putting money into newer companies. Tyson Foods, the meat producer, is now an investor in the plant-based protein company Beyond Meat.
They're giving funding, they're giving facilities to these small startups in lieu of taking a little piece of the company, hoping that they'll be a success.
Outside of acquisitions, mergers, and investments, big packaged food companies are partnering with universities to do new agricultural work. Bert Flickinger, the third of Strategic Resource Group.
The brands are definitely looking to the institutions for innovation.
ConAgra did not respond to requests for comment about its layoff plans. Its deal with Pinnacle Foods was valued at nearly $11 billion. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.